This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli in Beijing for a official visit to China. Scheduled to hold bilateral meetings with Chinese President Xi Jinping and Premier Li Qiang today. By-election results of all 41 local levels announced. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel says Nepal's sovereign credit rating suggests Nepal offers a favorable environment for investment. And Israel strikes Lebanon as Hezbollah targets military post. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli is in Beijing for an official visit to China at the invitation of Chinese Premier Li Qiang. Chinese Vice Minister for Foreign Affairs Sun Weidong welcomed Prime Minister Oli at Beijing Capital International Airport. Prime Minister Oli is on a four-day official visit to China leading a Nepali delegation. During his visit, the Prime Minister is scheduled to hold high-level bilateral meetings with Chinese President Xi Jinping and Premier Li today. Prime Minister Oli is also scheduled to meet China's National People's Congress Standing Committee Chairman Zhao Lezi. During the visit, Prime Minister Oli is scheduled to address a program organized by Peking University and the Nepal-China Business Forum to be jointly organized by the Nepali Embassy in Beijing. China Council for Promotion and International Trade and Federation of Chinese Nepalese Chambers of Commerce and Industry. The Nepali delegation led by Prime Minister Oli includes his spouse Radhika Sakye, Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arju Rana Deoba, Prime Minister's Chief Advisor Bishnu Prasad Limal, Prime Minister's Economic and Development Advisor Dr. Yuvraj Khatiwada, members of Parliament, high-ranking government officials, representatives from private sector and media persons. The Prime Minister-led delegation will return home on December 5th. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Finance Bishnu Prasad Paudel says Nepal's sovereign credit rating suggests Nepal offers a favorable environment for investment. Speaking at a meeting with the development partners at the Finance Ministry yesterday, the Finance Minister stated that Nepal's current account balance, encouraging growth in electricity exports, an increase in remittance inflow, and the rising number of tourist arrivals have contributed to strengthening the country's economy. The finance minister hoped that the situation would boost the morale of the private sector and investors, leading to the rise of foreign investment in the country. The finance minister shared that a process has been initiated to prepare a draft of the assistance mobilization policy and law relating to the new finance mobilization in the private sector, expecting suggestions from the development partners. Vote count results of all 41 local levels under the by-election held on Sunday have been published. According to Election Commission, in the by-elections held for 41 various posts of mayors, deputy mayors, chairpersons, vice chairpersons and ward chairs, the Nepali Congress won 17 positions and the CPN-UML set the victory in 8 positions, while CPN Maoist Centre won 11 positions. Likewise, Janata Samajwadi Party has registered victory in 2 positions, while Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Nepal's Pheasants Party, CPN Unified Socialist Party and one independent candidate each won a seat. International Day of Persons with Disabilities, IDPD, is being marked today. This year, the day is being celebrated with the theme Amplifying the Leadership of Persons with Disabilities for an Inclusive and Sustainable Future. The announcement to observe the day was made in 1993 advocating rights, equality, inclusion and respect for people living with disability. Extended best wishes to all people living with disabilities in the country and abroad, Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav underlined the need for enforcing their rights mentioned by the Constitution and has appealed to the concerned agencies to guarantee the identity and dignity of the people living with disability. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Damodar Bhandari says foreign investors can apply for investment in Nepal up to 500 million rupees from abroad. Speaking at the plenary session of the two-day 29th Partnership Summit, which began in New Delhi, India yesterday, Minister Bhandari shared that Nepal has implemented an automated pre-approval system for foreign investment proposals through an online program. Online platform. He also said that the threshold for foreign direct investment, FDI, has been reduced to 20 million rupees from 50 million rupees with no threshold requirement for investments in the IT sector. The number of government officials present at the airport to welcome or see off the VVIPs and VIPs has been reduced after amendment to the VVIP and VIP security management work procedures. The amendment to the work procedures was made by the Council of Ministers at the initiation of the Ministry of Home Affairs and has come into effect in the course of Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli's recent official visit to China. Information officer at the Ministry of Home Affairs, Dil Kumar Tamang, said the amendment has been made to make the welcome and farewell to the VVIPs well-managed and effective. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko barema zero rai chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरु कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरै हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक The Ministry of Health and Population has announced the beginning of a one-month-long drive for screening and testing of uterine cancer among 250,000 women. The Family Health Welfare Division of the Ministry is starting the screening of the cancer of women aged 30 to 49 years from February 13, 2025. Chief of Division Dr. Bibek Kumar Lamsa, Bibek Kumar Lal said that the screening of uterine cancer would be conducted across the country at once. Likewise, the ministry is administering vaccines for free to adult girls as a campaign for 2 weeks beginning February 4, 2025 to combat uterine cancer. The Ministry of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation has announced a concessional loan scheme for poor citizens to invest in hydropower projects without requiring collateral. The initiative aims to enable low-income households to purchase shares under the People's Hydropower Project and improve their living standards. According to Minister for Energy Deepak Khadka, who shared the plan during a press meeting yesterday, eligible households can receive loans ranging from 200,000 to 500,000 depending on capacity of the hydropower projects. This initiative seeks to boost national prosperity while supporting the economic upliftment of underprivileged communities. Now, a sports news update. Chitwan Rhinos and Janakpur Bolts registered a win in the matches held under the Nepal Premier League NPL yesterday. Chitwan Rhinos defeated Kathmandu Gurkhas by 5 wickets in the second game of the NPL held at the TU Cricket Ground. Chitwan Rhinos chased the 112-run target to win in 17.1 overs at the loss of 5 wickets. Earlier, Kathmandu Gurkhas made 111 runs at the loss of 9 wickets in the allotted 20 overs. Meanwhile, Janakpur Bolts registered a second consecutive win, defeating Karnali Yaks by 8 wickets. Batting first after winning the toss, Karnali Yaks scored 141 runs for the loss of 7 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Janakpur Bolts met the target of 142 runs to win in just 15.1 overs, losing only 2 wickets. Now on to some international news update. Israel said it struck targets in Lebanon on Monday evening after vowing to retaliate for an attack by Hezbollah on a military post, with both sides accusing each other of violating last week's ceasefire. Citing the country's public health ministry, the BBC reported at least 9 people were killed by Israeli strikes on 2 southern Lebanese villages. The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, said it struck Hezbollah targets and infrastructure throughout Lebanon while reiterating its commitment to ceasefire agreement. Hezbollah said it was responding to Israeli violations and said it carried out a defensive warning strike firing mortars at an Israeli army position in an area occupied by Israel. Monday's violence is an indication of the fragility of the recently agreed truce aimed at ending 13 months of conflict between Israel and Hezbollah. Last week, the U.S. and France said the agreement would cease the fighting in Lebanon and secure Israel from the threat of Hezbollah and other terrorist organizations operating from Lebanon. Hezbollah has been given 60 days to end its armed presence in southern Lebanon, while Israel forces must withdraw from the area over the same period. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of westerly wind, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi province and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 7 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 20.3 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli in Beijing for a four-day official visit to China. Scheduled to hold bilateral meetings with Chinese President Xi Jinping and Premier Li Qiang today. By-election results of all 41 local levels announced. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel says Nepal's sovereign credit rating suggests Nepal offers a favorable environment for investment. And Israel strikes Lebanon as Hezbollah targets military post. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.